pause recording. Button.
Hi everyone, it's Joe. I wanted to talk about an app called Bloom FM. That's BLOOM.FM. And basically, it's an app that allows you to borrow music. You can search for artists, tracks, or albums. And it also has, not dissimilar to Django, I suppose, it has genres of radio stations that you can listen to, you know, everything from your decades to rock, classical, blues, jazz, country, etc. And I downloaded it a few weeks ago, and it was totally inaccessible for voiceover users. And I thought nothing of it. I thought, well, I'll just delete it and leave it alone. But within the app, there was a month's free trial. And because there are different levels within the app, there are levels that you accounts that you can pay for. I guess a little bit like Spotify, but there are free accounts as well. But you could get a month's free trial. And they noticed that I hadn't used it. So they emailed me and asked me why. And I basically said, well, I need to use VoiceOver and it isn't accessible. So they came back. I didn't think anything of it. I didn't think they'd come back or anything, but they did. And they said they would like to work on it and try and make it more accessible. So they asked me, would I download an app called Test Flight, which is where the producers of apps put a test app for you to try out before it gets loaded up onto the App Store. So I did. I said I would. And they sent me a test of Bloom FM, and I've tried it out, and from being totally inaccessible, it is now a lovely little app to use. It's a breeze. It's I can't find anything that you can't do with VoiceOver. Now, that's not to say there isn't anything, because I kind of haven't tested it probably extensively, but I have had a good look around it, and I've emailed them back and thanked them for taking the time to make it accessible. And it really is a nice little app. I'm not sure whether you'd be able to get any kind of music, you know, any artist you could think of, but I've certainly put in a few different ones into the search. I put in a few that I thought were a bit different. I put in Adam Ant and then OMD and Joan Armatrading, and even I put in Michael Jackson, and then I picked Will Young, and I just picked ones that I thought were sort of very different to each other, not necessarily that I like, but just that I thought were a bit different to try it out. But I thought, well, do you know what? It's worth telling people if an app isn't accessible, because you never know, they might work on it and make it accessible for us to use with VoiceOver. They've certainly done that at the Bloom FM. The Bloom FM team have certainly done that, and I'm really pleased with it. You can make playlists of tracks that you borrow. You can title them and you know, do different playlists. And that there's across the bottom of the screen, I can't obviously describe it fully because it's on my iPhone, and that's what I'm using to record this boo. But I do, across the bottom, you've got radio, which obviously brings up all your different radio stations. You've got library, which brings up your playlists. And I think also a history of recently listened to music. Then you've got search. And then you've got more, which obviously takes you into things like settings and things like that. But it really is a nice little app to use with VoiceOver. So I just thought I'd mention it in case anybody's interested. I don't know when it'll go up on the App Store. I'm assuming that it will be imminent now that I've told them that it works. But, you know, definitely if an app's not accessible and you like the look, you'd like to be able to use it, mention it, because you just never know. Maybe they'll sort it out like they have at Bloom. So, yep, that's it for now. I'll chat to you all later. Bye.
Pause recording. Button. Pause recording.